For anyone that wasn't with us at 6:30, 7:30 this morning.
Welcome back,
Brett Mack.
You just like that theme song, don't you?
I do. Welcome back, Connor. John Travolta.
What year do you reckon? You're going to go to Dr. Google, aren't you?
Yep.
Welcome back, Connor. It started with a 7, didn't it? 70s?
I reckon it was the 70s.
Yeah.
American sitcom.
Yep.
Let me have a look here for you. I don't know. Now it's not going to tell me.
Have you heard of the 4 P's, PT?
The sweat hogs.
Prior preparation.
Prevents piss poor performance.
Poor performance.
1975 to 1979.
Right.
September 9, 1975 to May 17, 1979. And which character went, ooh, Mr. Cotter?
I never really watched it, to tell you the truth. I don't know.
Oh, neither do I. I can't remember. I just remember Vinnie Barbarino. He was the cool dude, played by John Travolta.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, he played the cool dude in Grease and Saturday Night Fever. He's a cool dude.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever played a cool dude, PT?
I was the lead in Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat in, I can't remember what year it was at high school.
You were the lead.
Yeah.
That means you had to sing.
That is correct.
That is horrifying.
Yep, very horrifying. Yes, the first 6 rows vacated very quickly on the first note of whatever song came out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the first 27 rows.
Mm.
I don't know. Do you want to go to the footy tips or do you want me to give you some police news?
Your show, PT, I'll be guided by you.
A crooked financial advisor has rorted more than $350,000 from a client.
No.
And instead of spending the money...
Yeah.
On ticking off things on his bucket list, he was buying buckets of KFC and making trips to Bunnings.
That's a lot of nuggets.
This has happened in Sunraysia up in Mildura. Mm. Mildura man Scott William Hines has been jailed for 3 years and 5 months after pleading guilty to 3 counts of obtaining property by deception in the County Court of Victoria yesterday.
Wow.
No bucket list, but buckets of fried chicken... And lots of nails from Bunnings, 350K. I could tick off so many bucket list things with 350K.
Especially when it's someone else's money.
Absolutely.
God.
Buckets of KFC. And the price of KFC is going up. Not only are they stooging us on the lettuce and putting cabbage
into their
chicken burgers, but now the price is going up.
Outrageous.
Outrageous. Cost of living is terrible, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I want to become the CEO of Melbourne. Getting 30 grand less than what the Prime Minister of Australia is getting. Kid you not.
Is that right?
Just over 10 grand a week. I was just talking about it.
Mm.
It's quite greedy.
It's not right, is it? It doesn't really add up. That's an important gig, however.
It is an important gig, but it's nowhere near as important as running the country, and you're only getting 30K shy of what the Prime Minister is getting.
Mm.
That is absolutely ludicrous. And I'd like to know what the CEO of Ballarat's getting.
Yeah.
Is that just over 300K?
Yeah, it starts with a 3.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I think that's absolutely ludicrous money.
Mm-hmm.
How can you be in touch with the layperson, Joe Blow, Joe Public on the street, especially at this time where cost of living is through the roof? How can you be in touch with Joe Blow when you're earning that sort of money? You can't be, surely.
Yeah, don't ask me. You're asking the wrong person, PT. I'm well and truly in touch. Don't worry about that.
I'm very much in touch